BJP bid to carve out space in TN hits unlikely roadblock. DMK, AAADMK ploy to keep outsiders out. The Bharatiya Janata Party has been amplifying its rhetoric in Tamil Nadu and trying to position itself as the main opposition party for the past 3 years. But in the run-up to the Lok Sabha election, it is now struggling to find a place in the campaign rhetoric. The two main Dravidian parties, the ruling Dravida Munnetra Kalagam and the opposition All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kalagam, have decided to keep the fight between each other, virtually turning it into a bipolar contest. Since 1967, it has either the DMK or the ADMK that has ruled the state. This has continued for over 56 years and no national party has got a foothold in Tamil Nadu. Of late, the DMK and the AAADMK have repeatedly trivialized the BJP in their campaigns as a meager party and a party without booth committee members and choose to direct their criticism and responses to each other only. Though it seemed like a fight between the DMK and BJP in the initial phases of the election campaign, the DMK and the AAADMK have now realized that BJP is trying to center itself in the political discourse in the state and decided to ignore the party, said political analysts. The BJP intends to take the runner-up position in the Lok Sabha election and become the prime opposition before the state polls in 2026, the analysts said. According to the Dravidian parties, there is no space for any outsiders in the state. But the BJP said the reaction of the Dravidian parties is out of fear of losing the Lok Sabha election. At the introduction meeting of candidates in Coimbatore on 23rd March, AADMK former minister S.P. Velumani first emphasized that the real fight is with the DMK and that the BJP is set to get the third position. The rhetoric was picked up soon by Tamil Nadu Minister for Industries T.R.B. Raja, the DMK in charge for Coimbatore Lok Sabha constituency, where former mayor Ganapathi P. Rajkumar is contesting against BJP state president K. Annamalai. On 25th March, when reporters asked him about Annamalai's criticism of the DMK's manifesto, Raja said the DMK would respond only to issues raised by the main opposition party, that is AAADMK. He also said he did not want to lose focus by responding to sundry parties. This rhetoric soon gained momentum when AAADMK General Secretary and former Chief Minister Edappadi K. Palaniswamy went hard on the BJP, saying the four MLAs that the BJP have now are because of his party. At an election campaign in Chidambaram, Palaniswamy said the national parties, the Congress or the BJP, needed the regional parties only at elections. That is why we did not join hands with the national party. We should function independently to protect our state rights, he said, adding the real fight is between the AAADMK and the DMK. Later, DMK President and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin thanked Palaniswamy for finally realizing that the real fight is between the two Dravidian parties. Political analyst A. Ramasamy, former head of Tamil department at Manonmanyam Sundararaya University, said the real intention of BJP is not to win the Lok Sabha election, but to end up as runner-up to the ruling DMK and then pitch itself as the prime opposition in the 2026. The BJP can become the runner-up only if it wins one or two seats in this election, or if it secures more percentage of votes than the AAADMK. The party is trying to position itself at the center of political discourse. It wants everybody to react to what it pitches as an election issue, said Ramasamy. Until last week, while Stalin and other senior DMK leaders targeted the Prime Minister and the Union Government over the state rights, only his son Udayanidhi Stalin, also the sports minister, was targeting AAADMK Palaniswamy. However, in the last few days, the senior DMK leaders have shifted their focus towards Palaniswamy. Only if Edappadi Palaniswamy fights and reacts to the DMK leaders can respond to it and keep the fight between them. That's why MK Stalin thanked Palaniswamy, Ramasamy said. Ramasamy also said that initially the Dravidian parties had fallen into the strategy trap of the BJP. However, both of them seem to have realized now and are up in arms to keep the BJP at bay. When asked about it, AAADMK spokesperson R.M. Babu Murugavel said the fight had always been between the Dravidian parties. Since the Dravidian party became the ruling party in 1967, the fight has been between the two Dravidian majors. The Congress and BJP only took piggyback rides on the back of the Dravidian parties at election time. They never had a strong base in the state after 1967. In contrast to the bipolar fight narrative, former Union Minister and DMK Deputy General Secretary A. Raja said it is a Dravidian versus communalism fight, saying the state has always been for the Dravidian parties and never for those that weaponize religion to win elections. The AAADMK, which was in the BJP-led NDA, severed all its ties with the party in September 2023. Alliance talks for the Lok Sabha poll started. The AADMK could only get the Desiya Murpoka Dravida Kalagam, formed by actor turned politician late Vijayakanth, the Social Democratic Party of India, the Pudhiya Tamilagam, led by Krishnaswamy, and Manidhaneya Makkal Katchi. On the other hand, BJP managed to bring in Patali Makkal Katchi and AADMK rebels TTV Dinakaran and O. Paneerselvam, apart from the actor turned politician R. Saratkumar merging his All India Samatva Makkal Katchi with the party. Soon after the alliance, Annamalai said he was confident of securing 25% of votes in the Lok Sabha election. Even before the candidates were declared, PM Modi's first ever roadshow in Coimbatore, where Annamalai is contesting, was seen as a boost to the BJP. After the Dravidian Party started to ignore the BJP, Annamalai said the DMK and ADMK would know the reality on the day of the result. BJP has a different narrative. Every election has got some agenda and some situations. Now the situation is anti-DMK and not pro-DMK. People are looking for a change and we are the change. We are sure of a huge victory and they will also realize that on the day of election result, said Narayan Tirupathi, Tamil Nadu BJP Vice President.